Hi everyone, can I welcome everyone to the extraordinary council meeting for the 7th of July. Darren is live streaming as is recording, and it won't be live streamed tonight but uploaded via our council website. So I wish to welcome everyone to the extraordinary meeting. Due to the current public health orders, everyone present must wear masks for the duration of the time that they are inside the council chamber. Myself, councillors and staff may remove our face masks when addressing council only, but must wear masks at all other times. The meeting is being held in the council chamber with a COVID-19 safety plan in place due to the current advice from the Office of Local Government, which states that council should return to face-to-face meetings from the 26th of March 2021 onwards. Council adopted the Office of Local Government procedures to supplement Council's Code of Meeting Practice in order for Council to request attendance via audio-visual link and for their request to be resolved by Council. For the conduct of this meeting, I'm exercising my powers under Section 226 of the Local Government Act 1993 to suspend the Code of Meeting Practice Annex procedures, that is, councillors to submit to council 5 business days prior to the meeting a request to attend via audio-visual link, and for this attendance to be resolved by council. This is to allow for councillors who are subject to stay-at-home orders, who are unwell, or who are subject to border restrictions to be unable to attend via audio-visual link, and if they wish, due to the current public health order in place. Tonight, this council meeting is being recorded and will be published online via council website. To those present in the meeting today, by participating in this public meeting, you're consenting to your image, voice and comments being recorded and published. The Mayor and or the General Manager have the authority to pause the live stream, the streaming, if comments or debate are considered defamatory or otherwise inappropriate for publishing. Participants are advised that they may be subject to legal action if they engage in unlawful behaviour or commentary. As stated, item 1.A, as stated, I'm exercising the power under Section 226 of the Local Government Act to suspend the Code of Meeting Practice Annex procedure, that is, councillors submit to council 5 business days requesting a audio-visual attendance. And this is to allow for councillors who are subject to stay-at-home orders, who are unwell, who are subject to border restrictions, to be able to attend via audio-visual link if they wish to, due to the current public health order in place. Councillor Nolan and Councillor Clark are participating by audio-visual tonight. Item 2, I call for apologies. Did we receive apology from Councillor?
Councillor Page.
Thank you. Councillor Page. Move.
I'll move that the councillors not be accepted tonight.
Councillor.
It's in our meeting regulations. You may have halted it, but I work by our meeting regulations, and I'll move that they not be accepted tonight.
So you're moving that way, Councillor Orgady, seconding that.
And the reason I move that is for no other reason as we don't have an autocracy here. We have a democracy. And the reality is, it should have went to council. I'm sure all the councillors here would have been happy to suspend it. But trying to use a piece in the Act that gives you the authority to make decisions between council meetings, this is a council meeting, Madam Mayor, not between council meetings. And that's the reason I move it, because the people in Broken Hill deserve democracy, not autocracy.
Thank you, Councillor. And I'll just explain to you, Councillor, the only reason it's enacted is because those councillors needed time to be able to participate. Speakers against? No speakers against. I'll put the motion. All those in favour? Councillor Kennedy and Councillor Orgate. All those against? Councillor Brown, Councillor LeCour, Councillor Nolan, Councillor Clark, are you voting? Councillor Clark, Councillor Adams, Councillor Gallagher, Mayor Shirley. Thank you, councillors. The motion is opposed. Move to item 2, the apologies. Councillor Gallagher's move that. Councillor Page. be accepted as apologies. Second by Councillor Adams. I put the motion. If there's no debate, all those in favour? Against, declared it carried unanimous. Thank you. Councillor Adams, the prayer.
Almighty God, we ask you to invoke your blessing upon this council. Direct and prosper our deliberations to the advancement and true welfare of the people of the council area, our state and Australia. Amen.
Thank you, Councillor Adams. Councillor Gallagher, the acknowledgement of country.
Yeah, I wish to acknowledge the traditional owners upon the land upon which we meet and pay our respect to those elders past, present and emerging.
Thank you, Councillor Gallagher. Move to item 5, disclosure of interest. Are there no disclosures of interest? No? Okay, for which there is none. Move to item 6. This is called for a motion to go into closed session. Can I have a mover that way? Councillor Gallagher. Seconder, Councillor LeCoul. I'll put the motion. All those in favour? The unanimous vote. Thank you, councillors. We'll move into session system. And I'll ask the General Manager to read the resolution.
Thanks, Madam Mayor. Item 1T21/8, request for tender for supply of water truck with firefighting capabilities, resubmitted T21/8. Recommendation resolved, 1, that Broken Hill City Council report number 116/21, dated July 6, 2021, be received. 2, that Council award tender T21/8 for the supply of a water truck with firefighting capabilities for the waste management facility to TrackServe Proprietary Limited for the tendered model Isuzu FXY240-350 Auto MWB 6x4 for the amount of $286,592.27, excluding GST. Thanks, Madam Mayor.
Thank you, everyone. I'll close the extraordinary meeting and thank the councillors and staff for attending. Thank you.